Today we are talking about community theater, and the next production for Boom Community Theater is Wait Until Dark.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do you get to do that during the...
I do it multiple times at rehearsals. I wouldn't say that I actually am going to do it during the performance. Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
I think so, we can add it to the beginning of the show.
Live orchestra.
Yes.
Do the whole works. Janae Erickson back directing this production. You've been involved with that before, but now you've taken your deputy director and thrown him on the stage.
Yeah, yep.
So it's all on you now.
Lovely, thank you.
Has it been going along pretty well?
It's been really good. It's a lot different than I expected it to be, but going
how
well.
How so?
It's just a lot more responsibility than I was expecting. I thought I'd just, come to rehearsals and tell people what to do. But with community theater, you have a lot more hats that you wear as a director than you're really just a babysitter that coordinates times of things and tells people what to do.
And make sure someone else who says they will do something is getting it
done.
And
a lot of delegating.
Yeah, a lot of delegating.
Yes, and checking in with people and everything.
All right, so you have stars of your cast.
Yes.
Some of the stars. It's not the big cast. It's not a real big cast.
No.
You have a lot of good actors in there.
I do. Yeah, my cast is 10 out of 10.
She said this before you guys were
A plus. I couldn't be better, honestly.
All right. And our star, one of our stars,
yep,
Susie.
I have Susie. Yep, I have Keisha here with us.
Keisha Johnson.
Who has probably, arguably, every other line in the show.
Yes.
So she had to learn a lot of lines and is doing great with it. Couldn't have really cast that better either. So.
Aww.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then we have Brandon.
Well, you're just glad she tried for it.
I know, yeah. It was much debate in the casting room.
After coming out of Robin Hood of Marion.
Yeah.
Maid Marian.
Yep. Yeah, she was really good in that, too. So okay. I was really excited.
And then we have
Brandon Hurley here, who plays Sam, who is Susie's husband in the show. And so if they start bickering during the radio show, that's why. They're getting into character.
So, Brandon, your first time for community theater.
Yeah, it is. It's my first time ever doing anything like this, so I'm excited for it. Excited and nervous. It's been a different thing.
All right. You remember, we have a small but intimate crowd.
Yes.
And we're doing it over at the theater.
I think there's 35 seats available per night. Which is very, very cute.
That's okay. It's not a big crowd to be in front of.
But it's still 35 more than I'm used to.
Yeah, there you go. So, first time, what attracted you? I mean, to try out for this? I mean, normally people have had at least done some in school or maybe in college or something like that. But you really have not.
Yeah, I just wanted to try something new. I didn't do anything at all in school. I was a sports guy. But my son, who's in seventh grade, he did the middle school play this year, and it inspired me to do it. I mean, I always tell him to do new things, so yeah. I figured, why not me?
Give it a try.
Yeah, exactly.
So, having a good time?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's okay. Different. It's kind of difficult memorizing this stuff, even though I don't have a lot of lines, but it's...
Yes, you do. You have a big old scene.
Yes, I do.
Well, okay, and so, and then, but for Susie.
For Keisha.
I keep going back to Susie. You play blind. A blind?
Yes, I do. It's been a really fun challenge. I was telling Janae, I'm like, I'm going to get done with our performances and not be able to, refocus my eyes. I'm going to be like, well, I guess this is how I am now.
I mean, the big thing is you have to put on that air that you are blind.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, and Audrey Hepburn could do it.
Yeah.
Do it
she does a great job, though, acting blind. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's not really blind.
You got to keep reminding yourself. I mentioned the deputy director. But your father has stepped up to take another vacancy in the cast.
Yes, we had a dropout last week, 2 weeks before the show, the first show, 2.5 weeks. And he's like, oh, all right, I can do that. He's fine. So
did the same for Robin Hood.
So. He did, yep. This is a much bigger part. But with more time to learn the lines than he did with Robin Hood. So he's a little bit excited about that. So
I saw some of the things that you've been doing. So rehearsals have been moving ahead.
Yes.
And I guess one of the big things was you got your set. It's all done. It's all ready. So yeah. You really have things moving forward.
Yeah, and we're off book for the most part. So I feel like we're really just working on solidifying all the scenes and getting the blocking down at this point.
So are they, I didn't ask beforehand, are they going to do a scene?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They, Brendan and Keisha?
Yeah.
Yes, they have a scene together.
Okay. No, I mean, are they going to do one on the air here? Are they going to go
No. We did not prepare that. We did not prepare that.
Okay. See the first page, maybe. Yeah.
All right, go.
No, I was just curious. I should have asked before. But anyway, they will be on stage.
Okay. Yes, they have a scene together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing more than one if they're playing married a couple.
No, just the one.
Yes. Just the one?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then very slight one at the very end. Actually, okay. I have the last words of the play.
It's very cool. Yes.
It's very sweet.
Yes. It is.
So we got to go and.
So he, yeah, the whole premise is that he's gone the whole time. That's kind of, not the premise, but that's a big plot line.
Part of being a thriller.
Yeah.
Because he's gone and.
His blind wife has to fend for herself against three con men.
The world champion blind woman.
That's true.
Yes,
she is the world champion
you.
Blind woman.
Okay. And again, if for those that may have seen the movie or. Again, this is a stage play too, mm-hmm. So it's been yeah. around for a while.
Oh yeah, a long time. It actually was a play first, then it was a movie,
yeah.
And then it was a play again. So
and you really wanted to do this one, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. It's a good one.
This was one hurt for her doing her director part. So
yeah,
she said, "I want to do this." Oh, that's good.
Yep, it's a good one.
Let's talk about tickets, of course. Now's the time to reserve tickets because, like you said, you have limited seating.
Yes, yep.
About three dozen seats, but they are theater yeah. seats.
Yes, yeah, we have the...
Got the risers up.
Risers, that's the word, yes. Yeah.
So that's good, but mm-hmm. What do they do? Go online?
Yes.
Stop by during rehearsal, I guess?
But, I mean, I don't know if we would be there to mm-hmm. sell the tickets. We might have box office hours. I'm not sure on that yet. But the website's the best place to buy the tickets if you want to. BerryCommunityTheater.org. Should be right on the homepage there.
Okay. All right. And 15 for adults?
Mm-hmm. And
10 for groups and under and
yeah,
everything
yep.
else. There it's are not, discounts. Look yeah. on the website.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to
it's
do
all
it.
On there.
And if you're not one that goes to the website, have a friend check it out.
Yes.
It's easy enough to do, and you can even place your order there, too.
Yes. So. Yep. It's very, very easy.
All right. So let's talk about a few other things that are happening, because last time you said we are going to be doing some youth things.
Yes.
And
yep.
now all of a sudden we're doing a lot of youth things. we had started talking about doing the workshops again. Weekly?
Yeah, the Wednesday night workshops.
Yeah. So now it's kind of grown from there.
Yeah, the Wednesday night
I'd
workshops.
Say escalated.
They're still happening. We're just adding more to the summer before the workshops start.
Okay. So what's coming up first?
So we have the camp first, the summer camp for youth. And it's a two-week kind of intensive camp, I would say. They're actually going to be learning a show in those 2 weeks. And then at the end of that time, they'll perform it.
Okay. Performance is coming up in the latter part of June.
Yes. Yeah, the 23rd and 24th.
Okay. So only a couple.
Yeah, just two. I don't know if it's just for parents or if the public is invited. So
okay. So I'm reading this. Well, we'll see, because if they're doing it in your location,
it's going to
be really crowded
really
there.
Small, yes.
Puffs, or seven increasingly eventful years of at a certain school of magic and magic.
That's quite the title.
That is a long title. It's, again, so people, now, first of all, we want youth, or parents, because youth are probably doing something else right now. Yeah. But if you want to, or if your child might be interested, get them signed up. And I'm guessing already she's got a number of people that have already signed up.
Yeah, so we're actually doing auditions for it on the April 24th and 25th at 7 at our location, 705 Story Street. And then in there, if you are cast, is when you would be able to, mm-hmm. like, be a part of it.
Okay. Any other details on there? Just go to the website, check Facebook page. What's the best way for parents to find out more if they want to have their youth involved?
I know
Brandon's already going, I think my son should find something to do here. If he likes theater.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
It should be on the website. But, our Facebook page is also a great place to look at information. There's events on there for both the camp and the club. The club starts right after the camp on June 28th, and it's every Wednesday night after that.
Okay. Busy. That'll be a busy summer for
For
Michelle and whoever's going to be helping her, because
and
I
me.
Know. Yeah. Well, that's another thing, because you do get some parents that help out too. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I already volunteered to help Michelle with what she needs.
So. One of the big things about the camp part is, not just the camp, but doing the workshops and stuff is it's learning all the different things from theater.
Yeah. Yep. And even during the camp, they're going to have during that 2 weeks, they're going to be building sets and, making props, making costumes. During the club nights, the Wednesday nights, those they'll have a lot. They'll have like one theme per night kind of a thing, where they can focus on one aspect, makeup, lights, those sort of things. And then they just learn about that one thing that night and they get a lot of education on it. It's really cool.
Okay. So for Brandon, who hasn't done this before, he might want to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Shots fired already.
But, Keisha, you've done a lot of theater.
Yes, I've been doing it since I was like 8 years old.
Went to college for it.
Yeah, I did go to school for it, too.
Yeah.
So, things like this, important, especially for younger people.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, it shaped my career choice, and it gave me a lot of confidence as a kid. And I made a lot of friends, so I didn't feel so alone. I recommend anyone to do theater, even if you're not super interested. You grow a lot just by doing one show or one workshop or something.
And there's a lot of places for anybody. You can do techie stuff, too, if you don't want to be on stage. You can help build sets, paint, do costuming, makeup, whatever you want to do. It's really cool for everybody.
Yeah. Like, you've had a number of – well, first of all, your whole set got done.
I've done a lot.
It is because so often we talk about, most people think about just the people that are on stage. You got so much in the background. To make it work, especially for community theater where it's all volunteer pretty much.
Yep.
If you can spread out that workload, that's a big thing.
Yeah, lots of people wear lots of hats.
So I got to ask you, too, what's it like working with Ingrid?
Ingrid's a blast to work with. I love her. She had her lines memorized before, like, for the read-through.
Yep.
And I was like, I need to be you right now.
Oh, man.
It was so impressive, and she's so fun.
She is, and she really, she takes it seriously, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, it's almost intimidating. She takes it so serious. She said she was getting mad at her mom not knowing the other lines before even the table read. So I was like, crap.
Yeah, and then she doesn't let her parents come and watch.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, her dad came in early a little bit to pick her up the other day, and he got a talking to.
Yes, it was so fun.
I was scared for him.
So she is. She did Matilda. For those that don't know, she did Matilda.
Yes, yeah, she was Matilda.
She was Matilda. Yeah, and travels to come here to do this.
Yeah, from
too.
Des Moines.
Couple other things I did want to ask you before we get back to running through all of the particulars again on the production that's coming up for you. But we also have scholarships. This is the time of the year when Boone Community Theater puts some scholarships out for homeschool, right? Homeschool
students? It's actually for anybody in Boone County.
Okay.
If you are a senior, 2023 senior in Boone County, so Ogden, Madrid, homeschool, or Boone, you can fill out the application.
So anybody, as long as you're from the county, if you'd like theater, and it's pretty easy form. It's like one page.
It's on our Facebook page.
It's not very hard to do. So if you have a young person that's interested in theater, maybe get a scholarship. Pick up some
applications. Yeah.
Well, it is, and it's one of the things you guys do to continue to keep the interest going.
Yes, right? We like to support our graduating seniors as much as we can. So,
It is called Wait Until Dark. That is going to be the next production coming up for Boone Community Theater. April 13th, 14th. 7 o'clock each evening. And then on the, what,
22nd.
21st and 22nd.
Yeah, 21st is at 7 p.m. too, but the 22nd's at 2
p.m. Matinee at 2 o'clock.
Yes. Yep.
And get your tickets now. Easy. Because, again, it fills up pretty fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Not a real big cast, but what? You must have eight.
There's
not,
eight of us. Eight. There are eight of them.
Eight,
not
eight
us.
Of them. You're back there now going.
I am the ninth.
Yeah. Janae's the sound effects.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I was like, bomb, bomb, bomb. There's so many opportunities for it. I can't help it.
I know. Well, it is, too. Is it three acts?
Two acts.
Yep. So
three scenes apiece.
So, okay. So.
There's one scene, though, that feels like its own act.
Yeah, it's long. Holy smokes.
Is it? Oh, and I suppose you're, in the meantime, running around trying to, since you're blind, avoid things. Do you have to run into stuff?
There's a couple times I have to, yes.
Yep. So. She knocks over this end table multiple times, and I had to buy a new one because we kept breaking it to the point that it couldn't be fixed.
That poor end
table. Yeah, poor end table. There you go. Randy, you couldn't help him with that.
Just, no, I couldn't. I was gone for that one.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I'm guessing, you know, it's all part of what you do with community theaters.
Yes,
get that there.
It is.
And I think the last one, people might catch some of the pictures you've had posted, but
yeah.
David Michael and Kesha having a fight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. It's,
well, you have to fend off all of those villains.
Yeah. Three of them. Yeah. All while being blind.
So. It's really fun.
Yeah.
She has a good time.
She's really a boss, honestly.
Get your tickets again. Get them lined up beforehand. And if you have any questions, you can call.
Yeah.
There's a number. Leave a number. Leave a message. Somebody will get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think there's a couple other things, go online, check it out, booncommunitytheater.org, or you can go onto the Facebook page. I think there's a lot of information.
Yeah, I think
Facebook.
The Facebook page might be even more informative than the website.
A lot quicker.
Yeah,
leave a message there too.
Yeah, you can always message do that. It there too. Yep.
And to reserve tickets, find out more. And otherwise, if you want to find out about the youth activities coming up, and
woo-hoo!
There's a lot of them,
yeah,
go there, too. Facebook might be the easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Boone Community Theater,
mm-hmm.
Facebook. So
yep.
You got that. Alrighty. Okay. I'm just double-checking to make sure we got everything covered.
That's
most of it. At some point, then, because this wraps up your season.
Yeah.
So when does the board sit down and start taking a look at next year?
We already have it.
We do.
Yes. We don't have rights to everything.
You won't tell me.
I can tell you the mm-hmm. first show.
Okay.
We're doing the Miracle Worker. And that'll be in the fall. Yeah, I know. I was like, Keisha plays a really good blind lady.
Yeah.
I was telling Susan that, who's directing it,
okay.
Susan Herrick. I was like, Keisha does a really good job, just by the way, in case you were looking for someone to play.
Yeah. So, this, again, Miracle Worker, that would be
Worker.
September, right?
Yeah, sometime in there.
Okay.
I don't know if there's dates yet, but
okay. So, but that's how we'll kick off the new season.
Yeah,
so.
And the rest of the season will be announced, I think, in May.
Oh,
so,
right. Good.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. Janae Erickson, Keisha Johnson, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Brendan Hurley.
That's me.
Making his appearance. Go see him.
The debut.
Oh,
the next Brad Pitt is what they call me.
Is that yeah, and be careful when you get in arguments with her. I'm afraid she's going to win.
Yeah, I might be a little scared of her.
Don't worry.
We got that done. Janae, thanks for taking time coming in today and bringing
Absolutely.
Your cast.
Thanks for having
and
us.
Once again, good luck on the production.
Thank you.